One evening near the end of summer, when I didn't have a bike yet, I sat on the stoop outside our front door with my parents, and a neighbor of ours came by, a man of middle age whose wife had recently left him. The man wasn't a friend of my parents like so many others were, but they were making an effort to be nice to him. A hard bitterness was in this man, as sharp as if every word he spoke came booby-trapped with barbs and needles. Sometimes my mother felt moved with pity for him. Someone, she'd say, must have wiped the smile off his face a long time ago, probably when he was a boy, and he never found a way to get it back. What he talked about on our stoop was the cackling buzz of the electrical wires up on their poles in our neighborhood. Was it too much to ask for in life to have some peace and quiet in the air around his home? Did my parents know how to contact the electric company to send someone out to insulate those wires, shut the things up?
"Those are cicadas," I said.
The three grown-ups went into a little shock, especially my parents. I didn't often speak up when anyone else was around. I thought that the mistake I'd made was to say cicadas. I thought everyone knew what that word meant.
"Insects," I said. "Bugs. Summer's over and it's almost night. They're right on time."
The man turned sputtery, snarly, angry. The words he let loose as he hurried away from us were too mumbled to make sense of. My mother and father were mad at me, too. They wanted me to go after him and tell him I was sorry. I didn't. I could not figure out why saying the truth was bad. The wires were silent. I suggested to my parents that they stand near a pole and listen. Then they'd know. They didn't agree with me. A wall came between us that was never there before. It had no windows. It was solidly solid.
"If a man says something comes from electricity, then that's what it is,"
my father told me. My mother silently backed him up. The next time she and I were alone together, she spoke to me about what I had done, in a tone of voice she only used when something was important.
"Men, they may not always be right, but they're never wrong."